All right, Shina Yin Aleph, we're up to Sif Dalid. And we're going to learn, try to finish, for the most part, the rules of the way Tumas Kainim travel. The language of the Mechaber in Sif Dalid is quite unclear. And I'm going to explain it the way the Gra does. The Gra says Mishnah in Olois, Perikimel Mishnah Zayin. And we're going to explain it the way that Tiferes Yisrael explains that Mishnah, which is, I think, the, so to speak, normal pshat. I have to tell you that in Mincha Shloima, from Shloima Zalman, he has a piece entitled Chiddush HaChazonish, in the Inyan of this Sif. I didn't exactly follow it, but my point I just want to tell you is that the complicated language of the Mechaber lends itself to some interpretation, but I'm going, as I said, we're going to learn it the way the Mishnah is explained by the Mefarshei Mishnayos.
What happens if somebody carries in his room, in the house, and he's in the room and he's locked, and there's a mess there outside, and he wants to stab.
Just stay in the room. Yeah.
He
could daven where he is. He can't walk into an Eilat Meis in order to daven.
He can't open the door either.
What? He can't open the door either. I mean, this exact the case is going. We're going to have it mentioned in the Taz at the end of the
set.
What about it?
What is it? Is that by
the Taz? No, Goyes I think are written by the Taz's son. Later, usually to defend him from the Shach.
Uh-huh.
With this Gra you mentioned, the Maitech has no Gra yet.
The Gra Zion, it just says Misnissen Gimel Perek Zion Dollars. He's explaining it based on the Mishnah, that's how we're going to learn it. All right, let's see the what it says. Chatzar Hamukefa Zizim Vachasadrois, Vatuma Vachas Habatim. You have to picture connected homes that are connected to each other, and in front of the homes there's an overhang, whether it's an achsadra, which is a porch type of overhang, which we have in Masechta Sukkah all the time, or zizin, which are porches that extend over the house. So when you step out of the house, there's an overhang. Now we're going to talk about this at length, the case where you have homes that have in front of them that have some type of a roof. Let's say the roof is a pitched roof, and when you step out of the house, the roof extends over the house all around. Or it's an asadra. The asadrois are houses made with front awnings. There's a porch with a front awning. The Gemara talks about chatzar amukefes asadra about building a sukkah there. So the Aleph Beis, before we start, is that if the tumah goes out the front door, then it goes under this entire overhang, which goes all around the block, and all the homes are areas that have tumah in front of them, and you can't walk out of the house, because by walking out of the house, you're stepping into tumah. Now that part of it is simple. The question we're dealing with here is, let's say the house has a front door and a back door. A front door that leads under the overhang, and a back door. If you can take the base out the back door, the tumah is not going to go under this overhang. So what is the din? Now, if you plan to take the base out of one door, it doesn't say in the Shulchan Aruch, but that Mishnah says, "M'chishev lo haitzi b'achas mehen," if you plan to take it out of one of them, so then that's the only door that's considered Saif Tumah Latzeis. And the Mishnah always is in Bay Adaf Yud. It's a Gemara there too.
Is this all the way around?
No, around the front. I meant, yeah, the house, all the houses in front. But there's a back. In the backyard, you can get out without it. So, Machlei Beshame Besil is if you say Breyer or not there. Let's see. Chatzar Mukefa Zizim Vachasadrois, Vetuma Be'echa Mehabotim. A chutz is surrounded by overhangs. It's tumah in one house. Im kol pisrei habotim v'chaloi nois ne'ulim. Now, Shachetaz say pisrei habotim is lav dafka. Pisrei habayis. We only care about the house that the tumah is in. So im kol pisrei habayis v'chaloi nois ne'ulim. If all the doors are closed, Tumiyaitz tachasaziz and vachasadrais. The tumah goes out through all of the doors. Atamishem hayol v'sev tumah latzei. So stop there for a minute. That if all the doors are closed, so then, and he didn't plan to take out of one, then the tumah goes through all of them. If one door is open and the rest are closed, and he didn't make plans yet, the assumption is he's going to go out through the open door.
Does it make a difference? Because since even the all open, because since it's this going all the way around, the tumah goes all the way around.
Yes, I don't mean to, I have to be clear. What I mean to say is it goes around all, the front of all the houses. Well, not the back. If you go out the backyard, you can get...
Wait, the cyst goes all the way around the whole house.
Yeah, well, if it's a block that's rectangular, it's around it all on all four sides, then you're right. But let's picture that it's chest-shaped. And if you go out through the backyard, like the houses that have the driveway down the back, you can get out. So then, the chiddush here is that if all the doors are locked, even though you can go out through the back, if there's no plan... Says the Mishnah, Chishiv Latzis Vachas Meihan, then that's the one. But there's no plan. Somebody died in the house. It doesn't happen all the time. You don't know which way you're going to take him out. So then the tumah goes out through all of them, and there's no brera by this. It's us to go later. When they'll decide from then and on.
So there's
if both the front and back of us is, then there's no. Then of course there's no choice. So even if you plan to take out of one of them, you're in trouble. It doesn't matter which one you plan to take.
Back is okay.
Oh yeah, if this is, doesn't go around the house, okay. No, after you take the mace out? Well, once the mace is out, there's no tumah.
Right, so we're staying here.
The mace is in the house. A regular house. You have a house, a normal Brooklyn home. It's got a side door, a front door, maybe a back door. And somebody dies in the house, you're not thinking how you're going to take the mace out. So till you decide, if they're all ne'ulim, then the tumah goes out all of them. Tumah Yaitzis means it's any door that's needed to be open to get out, it's as if it's open already. It's as if the door is open. Now, if there's a back bedroom that has no exit, just an entrance to the house, and the kohen closes the door, he's safe. He's in the back bedroom. But anyway, there are two or three choices of exits with the mace. All those exits are ki'ilu, they're already open.
Anyone in
his tummy. Now, I told you when we started the sugya that there's a stira Rashi and Beya. It's Rashi Daf Yud, and the other one is Rashi Daf Lamed Ches. 2 weeks ago, if Saif Tumah, I wasn't answering. If Saif Tumah Lotzeis is Halacha Mishum Sinai, or if Saif Tumah Lotzeis is Xeri Durabana. It's a stira, two Rashis in the same Esechta. So the Tiferes Yisrael answers that the din of Saif Tumah Lotzeis is Halacha Mishum Sinai. It's Dairaisa. This chumrah, that you don't know which door you're going to take it out of, it's as if they're all open, this chumrah is a chumrah de Rabbana. And that's how he resolves the Rashi, is on this, on Daf Yod, on this sugya, and that's how he resolves the stira. And,
so, why would you say that Lachim Moshe Sina would say in such a case? You have two doors, and they're both closed right now.
So it would be, I guess, like every Suffolk. It would be like every Suffolk. If you have three doors, then I guess it could be Mekel. If you have two doors, then it's 50-50. If you have three doors, then it's right. Can we make all three simultaneously? Yeah, there has to be, we're going to have this soon. It has to be only a Tefach wide. Only a Tefach wide. It's the last Sugya Masech to Shabbos. We're going to see soon in Taz Tes and Shach, they talk about an Erev of use strings. If they use a pole for an eruv, that's a tefach wide, it can bring the tumah the whole city. We're going to talk about it. The marshal will have it soon, but only has to be a tefach wide to go out.
All right.
Yeah, it's all the same overhead. It doesn't matter. Right.
Whatever
the mitzvah is, you're saying the story is this way. You're saying the story is that way. You can have a story this way.
Then it doesn't make a difference.
Right. If it's all the same.
It has to be that way.
Now. Now I'll tell you why this is very important. We didn't discuss yet the issue of a kohen going into a hospital. which interestingly, there's a young man in my shir, who's a kayin, Friday morning he had this issue, that he has a great uncle in the hospital, and all the non-kayin relatives have spent their Shabbosis there, and they want him to go. So let me tell you the lomdis, and then the halacha psuka. The lomdis, as far as a dead person in the hospital, obviously, if he goes to the hospital to stay with his relative, and his relative's roommate dies on Shabbos, he's got to get out of there. There's no question. Kain can't be in an oil on mace. The question is, going into the hospital, you don't see a mace. You know, usually they keep the mace out of sight. And you walk in, and you only see people who are alive. So let's talk first to lomdis, and I'll get to the tshuva. In lomdis, the fact that the practice of all hospitals is to close doors. Not only close doors all the time between floors, which is a fire code, but also between the sections of the floor, and certainly the ICU where the very sick people are, there's at least two, sometimes three doors to the mace, and generally they are closed doors. Now, if we were to learn if all the doors are closed, it's as if they're all open, that would be a problem. But it's not true, because chishev lotzeis ba'achas mehen, if they have a plan on how to go out, then only that route is considered open. And every hospital has chishev lotzeis ba'achas mehen. They all have the way they take the mason out. They don't take the mason out the front door. They take the mason down to what they call the morgue, where they store the bodies, and from there they take it out through a service exit. And that's the way they always take it out. So it's fair to say, as far as this cheshbon is concerned, that kainim are pretty safe walking into the front door of a hospital in the front lobby. It's unlikely they'll ever take a mace through the front lobby. And making his way to any particular floor, generally he should be very safe, unless he goes into the ICU and it's a place where there are very sick people. So it's possible it could happen that someone will die. If he'll go into the ICU, and Maimonides, the new ICUs have doors by each room of the ICU. So you go into the room and he closes the door, and right now he's safe. To happen, he makes him into that room, and as long as the one he's with stays alive, he's good.
But the door is closed. No, he's in the hall. He can't be in the hall.
He can't be in the hall only when there's a mace there. Only when there's a mace there. Okay.
But
if the mace is not dead yet, it's not a problem.
Right.
It's only such a mace. Okay. So the question is, what are the odds that there's a mace when he walks in? So, you know. Now, what?
You must.
Lashon Hatzadik.
Sometimes,
someone else
says, there's only one door after the room
where
the mace is in,
it's
going to go to that door.
Once the mace is there, but there's not a mace there all the time.
No.
So he'll come in, and maybe he'll send his wife ahead to check that there's no mace at the moment, and he'll go and scoot into the room he's staying in and close the door, and he's safe. Now,
if you leave that door open, chances are it's going to open up, the mace will come through the lock.
That's right. If you're in a place, if you're in an ICU area, then it's a problem. Now, in the regular floor, it's not so common. Most people die in the ICU. They don't die in the regular rooms. There are people who die in the regular rooms, too. Now, the thing is this. Ramesha in his tshuva, his psak, the tshuva is in Yerdei Chela Gimel. It's Simen Kuf Mem Aleph. It's Teich Devarov. The name of the Shiloh is a different Shiloh, which I'll discuss with you in a minute. But there in the tshuva he writes, this is his psak, that letzairach, he says, going to visit a wife or a parent, a kain is allowed to go into a hospital. He's still in the chutz laretz. A kain's allowed to go. It's interesting, in the entire tshuva, there's no discussion of people dying in the hospital. What's the discussion? There's a different discussion. And the discussion is about the fact that most hospitals do have a varim min hameis or chalokim min hameis, which they have in rooms where it's used either for research or even in medical procedures that are to come. There are chalokim min hameis in hospitals. And certainly, what?
If they're doing reattachments or bone things.
Reattachments or even research. Most hospitals have areas that are research areas. And there are places where there are chalokim min hameis. And that's the entire discussion in this tshuva. Ramesha writes that most of the time these Evarim are not complete enough to be Metama Ba'il, then this might. And even if they are, it could be it's a Goy's Aver. And we're going to learn later that Mikra Adin, an Aver of a Goy, is not Metama Ba'il. But L'chumra, where Kayit Nagul, Kayit of Chumra Basman, to be Machbir on Tumas Goy. But the Ikra Adin, certainly Bebakim Ben Tzarek Adol, is that a Goy is not Metama Ba'il. Now here I just want to tell you, we're going to have it again. There's a common mistake that people have. Now, people know that Drasha Adam, Ki Yom Amas Ba'il, Atam Kruyim Adam, that only a Yid is Metama. That's only Ba'il. B'maga, a Goy is Metama, Kamat like everyone. There's one Das Yachid, Yireim, that holds his Na'at, but it's almost a Tosat Fus. That we hold that there's no question in halacha that a guy is metama b'maga, tumas meis b'maga. It's a common mistake to say guy is not metama. They're not metama ba'oil, they're metama b'maga. But as regards the hospital shaila, we're not touching the meisim. So Ramesh is meikel based on this cheshbon. The machmirim, and one of the most vocal machmirim is Rav Menashe Klein in his Mishnah Halachis. Again, he's not talking about dead people who die in the hospital. He's talking about Evorim that are in the hospital for research purposes. And he says, how could you go Basarayv? There are many Evorim. There's so many Evorim there. On any one, you go Basarayv. Once you have many Evorim, it's got Shriach that it's from a Yid. And that's the taina that he has. Well, I think there's a difference between the research hospitals and the non-research hospitals. University hospitals are okay. What? The question is if the containers are good, if it's Sefer Lotzeis, if it's going to be opened anyway. It's going to be taken out. I once got a call from someone in dental school. And he called me, he says, I'm in a room, and they brought in a skull for teaching purposes. And he asked me if he has to run out. Now, Ba'ayel, the Gemara says the skull and the spine. It says... does it say right? Rosh Hashadra. It says is metama ba'oil, and Rashi in one place says oishadra, and other Rishayim say both. I asked him if the skull was complete, so he told me no. They made a hole in the poor guy's skull in the back so they could hang it on a nail for exhibition purposes. So I asked him if it was bigger than the size of a coin. Which coin? I have no idea which coin. A Pundian? I don't know. So he looked at it, and it was fairly big. And you have to remember, it's Rashi says, Gulgailas, let's say Rashi, Gulgailas Vishadra, Rashi says, Oishadra. But most, I think the rabbi says, Gulgailas Vishadra. So I told him he shouldn't touch it, but, you know, don't drill. But as far as being in the room with it, you have what to rely on. And I mention this because people say, they aren't there, they are there. They are. This is even a medical school, this is a dental school. And they have skulls floating around that are being used for teaching purposes.
I went to a doctor's office, he had a whole skeleton hanging in his closet. No, real.
One of his patients.
It was somebody burned it.
One of his patients. That was real.
Okay. You recognize the guy, right?
The insurance company didn't.
All right, let's get back. I want to get back to the... What? What about... so the museum... The Liberty Science Center, they have lungs. They have lungs of smokers and non-smokers next to each other. So they do have a varm, but these are all in contained plexiglass containers that will never be opened. I mean, it may someday be opened. There's no plan to open them because they're formaldehyde, and they're in an exhibition container and. They're also not Avarim. All right, if it's not an Aver, it doesn't have, it's not Metame, it's not Metame Ba'il. Basar, I'm not remembering how much Basar is needed to be Metame Ba'il, so it's true, but... it's a Maga.
If you hold Sarah Parade for cold, any knife they use to cut up these cadavers, they can't be in a hospital either.
Yeah, but we already went through that in the beginning, that the Kherik Chol is not a problem by Tumas Kain. Otherwise, he said you can't, you'd be in trouble everywhere. And anyway, the point is this. Once you know how Tumah travels, you know. So the truth is, I told this fellow to find out if the great uncle is in the ICU or in a regular room. In a regular room, there's a lot to rely on to go in. And in an ICU, you really have to be careful. Because even if he's makel to go, he'll tell his relatives, you know, if somebody dies, well, actually, if he locks himself in the room, he'll be okay. But these rooms don't have bathrooms. You know, you got to go out at some point.
And, what
we're saying,
if you have a container with
paper,
but you're
not stopping it in that room, you wouldn't have inside
Tumah
Tais.
You're going
to take
it out
that way?
Yeah,
no,
so
you're going to put it out that way. Do we take Tumah Tais in the container, or where's the bottle? I don't know. Hilchus Tumah, can I tell you what I, what it says here on the page? I don't know that. I don't know much beyond. All right, let's learn now the Ramah, the next page.
The
Ramah.
If
the container is, the truth is, a container needs a tefach olal. But yeah, but it's a container in a container. If you look at it, turn the page. Latzeis derech sham roin kilu yatza l'chein. Now here he brings a chumra that I mentioned to you in the beginning. L'chein yesh machmirin. Now listen to this. Yesh machmirin l'chein leilach derech shar ha'ir. Of the Mahari, the Chumas Hadeshin. So what is this Chumra? This Chumra is, you imagine the old city of Yerushalayim. Somebody died in the city. You're not allowed to go out through any of those gateways that has a gate, that has a tefach wide shar. Because Saif Tumalot says, the mace is going to go out through that shahr. And since at the end the mace is going to go out through that shahr, it's Saif Tumalot says, you can't go out there now. Okay, if it has many shahrim and you know which one they take it out, it's not a problem. But that means it's like this. I mentioned to you when we started. You know that there's going to be a mace driven over the Verrazano Bridge, right? Oh, there are many Jewish Batei Kvaris in that direction. Or the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. Let's say you know there's a mace. A mace died, and he's going to be buried. And as soon as you find out which cemetery, you know they're going to take him. So according to the Siyesh Machmirin, the Kayin, as long as there's a mace in the city, the Tzoyfai, to go out under that, the Verrazano has a tefa. So you're not allowed to go under there a whole day till that mace passes through. Because the Tzoyf Tumalot says the end is that the mace is going to go. And therefore, it's also, if you know he's going to end up in the battery tunnel, so he came onto the tunnel. that's
this
din.
The same din?
What?
Made out of stone,
is
the same thing?
Oil is all the same.
Yeah.
The half-sick, we had the difference between things on the cobble to them, not on
the cobble. The Southern State Parkway, well on expressway, they have bridges across it.
They have overpasses, that's right. That's right, you'd be us to go. Yeah, Nachidami would be the same thing. Right, the arch at the same time. Not at the same time, while there's a mace in the town. Not at the same time. If it's a tefach wide. That is this Yesh Machmirin. Now, there's nothing to do with Tfilas HaDerech. Tfilas HaDerech has to be Chutz L'Ir. So, now, we're Mekel. But before we're Mekel, the Shach brings another Chumra. He says, according to this, you're not even allowed to go into a chapel. There's no mace in the chapel. He's not allowed to go, he wants to go in. It's on his contract, whatever he's going in for. He's not allowed to go in if there's a mace somewhere in the city that will be brought there. If you hold Seif Tumalot says, is even out of your building, like the Trumas Adashin, so you're not allowed to go anywhere that the mace will end up going.
The same day, the same year, the same week.
Doesn't matter, as long as he's... We bury our mace within a day or two or three, so it's not shchiach that there should be an issue. But if you know the Seifa is lots, it's there. No, but he's not dead yet, it doesn't apply. He has to already be dead. If you know somebody will die, even allowed to go into the same room as the person who... We're all going to die. So let's read what it says in Tess. According to this, if they announce that Rebelski will have his bite tomorrow, so no one's allowed to go in. according to this chumrah. Let's see what it says in Shachtes. It says, Amnam ein lahachmir, b'bayi shal tzidduk hadin. He says in the Chevra Kadisha place, you have to be machmir. The other rabbi, I say pesa boletame esa'oil, psak maharisham. Now what he's saying, the way I understand, is that the Mahari is saying that in the place where the mace is going to go out of, where the tumah is going to go out, so if tumah lot says that we have a chumrah, that you're not allowed to. So if tumah likones, we don't say. Let's see his lashon. You'll see it from the rest of the shach. He says, Adarabba, Oizabezabalatami Asail. It's a door through which the mace is going in. Tumah is going to go in through there. So that, you have to wait till the mace comes. Piske Ma'arisha, because of the Sefer Adani Melech. Dafkuv Yechesem about. Shetamze, listen to this. Tamze Yasuf in Beit Tzidduk HaDin. That helps for a chapel. She'en Ba'ala Pesach Echad, Shebay Machdisin O Beit Tzidduk HaDin. It is one door. The mace goes in, the mace goes out. So you have a time that this door is for the mace is going to come in. Avo. Im Yesh Beis Psachim. Listen to this. The chapel has two doors. Most chapels are this way. There's a door where everyone comes in. And then there's a door where they take the mace out of. Im Yesh Beis Psachim. She Pesach Echad Machnisin. In one door they bring the mace in. U Pesach Echad Meitziim. K'vash Yesh Beis Tzidduk HaDin Shemakal Kedish Prag. Yesh Lahachmir She'akayim Likanes Beis Pesach Shemitziim Imenu HaMeis. It says like this. The door the mace goes in through, that's not included in the Halacha Mishum Sinai. It's not safe to Malat says, that's safe to Malikanes, not included. But the second door, where it's safe to Malat says, that is already considered as if the mace is there, and you can't go through that Pesach where they're going to take him out of.
It's the same house.
That's what he says.
House.
So that's all where you can't go. So you can't go under the bridge or the tunnel. Can't go through there.
But these two doorways are in one house. So you can't be in the house.
Okay, so the Chacham Tzvi, which the Be'er Heitov sends you to, is Matmiya. If you don't say the Seif Tumah came in, how can you say Seif Tumah went out? That's his Taina. If you don't say the Tumah came in yet, so what do you mean the Tumah is going to go out through there? The Tumah didn't get in yet. That's the Chacham Tzvi's Taina. Which is a logical taina. And anyway, as I said, our minig is not like this Yesh Machmirin.
But
he's saying, no, you're not. He's saying it's since we're chayish nikanes, why should we chayish
nikanes?
At any rate, we paskin, like the Ramah himself brings the Yesh Machilin, and we pass like Tazayin, which is the explanation of the Yesh Matirim. Tam lezed olay amina seif tumalat says tamei ela ba'isa pesach v'tziyan tchila metaycha ayil, only something that's a consecutive roof from the building you're in. V'lay metaycha avir ela ba'isa yitziyan nitara ayil akein ha'isa pesach yitma v'lay mekan ve'eloch. What he's basically saying is the tumah only continues to consecutive roofs. If you have consecutive roofs, even 10 doorways, they're all like they're open. But once you want to go to Verrazano Bridge, you have to go through the under the sky. So once the Tumas oil stopped, there's no continuation. So this is a chumrah that wherever the mace is now, it travels through doors that will be open, ki'ilu, they're open. But here, even if the doors are physically open everywhere, under the Verrazano Bridge is not tameh, because there's no consecutive oil. So that Saif Tumah Latzeis is only a din that a closed door is kilu, it's an open door. That's a din of Saif Tumah Latzeis. So as long as you have a building, a hospital with many wings, but it's Saif Tumah Latzeis, all of that is if it's open. But once you go under the sky, so what does it help that the doors are open? They're under the Verrazano Bridge, under the Battery Tunnel, there's no consecutive roof to there, and therefore we're Mekel, and therefore we're Metahir. Therefore, when it will go under the building, we don't hold it at all. Now, even the Yishmach Rira don't hold it.
Exactly, yes.
Right.
No problem.
Yeah. The Mechaber ends. Vimniftach chaloin, I pesach mitzad echad. He's going back to where all the doors are locked. If all the doors are closed, and one window or door was open, vaysam shaltzad echasek kulam neulim, and the ones in the other direction are all locked, and a tomiyat says, The Torah doesn't go under the overhang?
Even though that
door is
open towards the overhang?
No, obviously not. If the door towards the overhang is open, the savior of the tum is under the overhang. Therefore, the protruding roofs, therefore, if you have, as we said at the outset, an overhang, it carries the tumma through everything. That's right. Yes, even if they are
cats.
So he also, if Tumma Lot says it's not that it's a consecutive aisle, but it's Tame, since the Tumma will end up there. And that's what he said.
So what's
if one door or window opening is open, that the mace could be taken out through there. So then we assume the mace will be taken out through there, through the open one, not through a closed one.
If the mace
could be taken out of the open, if there are no plans,
there's no plan to take the mace out of the window.
Well, there are no plans at all. If there are no plans at all, then it is that. That's the way it is. He could live in the walled city, just can't go out while there's a mace in the city. The Rambam brought the Yesh Batirin. But anyway, he can go in his house. He just can't go under the Shara ear. Can't leave the city. No, he can stay in the city under the sky. It's only the Verrazano. You can go to whole Verrazano. It's only that archway that you have the problem with. According to the Eshbach Mirin, it's only where there's an oil over the person where the Seif Tum is going to be under that oil. Seif Elotis. Right, a Kayah can't be in the tunnel at the same time. That's right. If a Kayah is about to get into the tunnel, he sees a Levaya heading in, he has to pull over and not go in. We spoke about Ohel Zaruk the other week.
The police chief mentioned that the windows are closed in the car. That's a possibility.
Yeah, but we're not. So we're passing Ohel Zaruk is not an aisle. If you're stuck, you close the windows because you have nothing else to rely on. But we passed an Ohel Zaruk, a moving aisle.
So it's nature to close the front door and open the back door and
then you go. Or just make plans. You just make plans to go out a certain door, that's good enough. What? That's right. The machlokes becomes Torah about Freya or not, that's only get Hilchas Tuma. But that's the machlokes in Be'er Yud. If you have Kelim Tachasach. What? Nobody? How about Chavish Mesinai? The what? The coffin doesn't stop the tumma. It's the coffin itself doesn't. The truth is, the coffin itself is matamah b'ayil. The coffin itself is really goel v'dayfik is matamah. All right, let's see the mashal's chumra, shach yud gimel. Mashal always has chumras. I shouldn't say that. In Yeridaya, the mashal very often has chumras. The question is only if the shach and tas paskin like him. But listen to what he says here, and basically they do. Yud Gimel. Taz Tes brings the same Mashal. The Shach is shorter, so I'm reading it in the Shach. Kosem Mashal Vachreinim. Shechuvus Marachos Aruah. B'makim Shiesh Erev. In a city that has an Erev. V'osu Kairos Shiesh Bekefan Tefach. We use string. The string is very thin. But here in this city, they used beams that had a thickness of a tefach. They used poles, round poles, but it has a tefach of thickness. He says sunim, that it means, you'll see at the end, he says it means there's a width of a tefach. Memavi lemavi, for Roshe HaKairos Nichnas and Tachas Gagim Shemekanu Mekan. The tumah that rests is tachter, a kari may be tumah v'gag l'gag. U'v'sachetes b'chol abatim. Now, I have to explain this to you. You have an eruv. So you have one house here, one house here. You make an eruv from one house to the other. Or 100 houses away, you make a gigantic... Usually, the pole ultimately touches a wall. So, you have your kaira. Let's say that wall is one house, and that wall is one house. You have this kaira, the length of this room, and there's a mace in this building. It's going to bring the tumah to that building. Now you say, hold on a minute. How did the tumah get under this pole? The pole is not over the door. The pole is against the wall. The answer is, the Mashal is talking by buildings that have this overhang in front of the building. There's an overhang around the building in front, whether it's the roof that protrudes or a porch type of overhang. So even though the pole is against the wall, but that wall is under this protrusion. And since the mace is going to go out under this protrusion around the whole house, the tumah, if you picture it like smoke for a minute, goes out the front door and fills up all around under the roof. And now you have this cross pole, and it goes, it's a width of a tefach. The tumah travels along that pole all the way across, it goes 100 miles, as long as there's a roof, to the next building. Next building, the same thing. It's got a roof all around. So the tumah goes under the pole, goes all around, and it fills up the house, whichever, whatever door or window is open, it's going to go in through there. And therefore, it can go through the whole city. The tumah could travel everywhere if you have poles, kaira poles, that are a tefach wide.
Rabbi, is an example, Rabbi, with regard to Hilchas Eruv, wouldn't that be a problem? If it's under the, if the pole is under the eave, that means, if you say Gros, that means that the pole is...
It's not a problem. You have to know that halachas. You have to know, even if it's flat. We don't say, there's a machlokes in Eruv, in the ninth parak. If you say good asik mechitza on how many walls? We paskin, no machlokes, you don't say good asik on three. In other words, if I have a rectangular building and there's a roof sticking out, there's no problem putting the pole under that. Because if you have a rectangular building, when you stand under the overhang, you have one real wall behind you. Your right and left and in front, you don't have a real wall. We don't say good asik on three walls. We say good asik on two walls, which means if you have an L-shaped house, many homes you go in, I go to look at them for the Erev, and when you stand in the driveway, you see either the driveway hits an extension that turns to the right, or it doesn't have to be an extension. Some of them have staircases on the side, and that's a mechitza. So let's say you have a staircase on the side. You stand under that overhang. Now you have two real walls. The house behind you, the staircase, which is 10 tefachim high on your left. Now we say good asik in front of you and to the right of you. In those cases, there's a problem having a pole under an overhang. And only in those cases. Some houses have the chimney that protrudes, and that could also be the problem. But if you have a plain rectangular house, the lechi could be under the overhang. It's not a problem. Even in those houses that I go to and they show me where they're putting it, you can't do it. I tell them something very simple. Take the pole, which you have on the side of the house, and just move it around the corner to the front of the house. On the front of the house, there's no good asik, because there's no two walls. And it's no big deal. Nobody understands. Why am I telling them? Don't put it on the side, put it on the front. But on the front, it works. On the side, it doesn't work. So, Lamaisa, it's not a problem with the Erev. And
if you're doing it with two poles, that means this house has that side and this house. So you're still getting your two walls coming down to your square.
Do me a favor. We'll discuss good asik later because it's not fair to explain our regalachas. But the bottom line is this: that the tumah travels, and Mashal says the whole city travels the whole city, and apparently the shach is okay with it. What does he say? Did he say anything on it? If I kaira bevia tumah gag lagag, so shetis b'chol abatim ikanu vikanu kek shiesh meis bar minon. Beis mem stands for bar minon. That's chas v'sholem in Svarik. So he says, brings the mashal, the kosev abach, shakayra tzora shetia agula gimel tefachim, gneshia roch betefach. We there needs to be a circumference of three tefachim to have a thickness of a tefach. Koshesh be'kefa gimel tefachim rach be'tefach. So even though the lashon of the marshal was hekefon tefach, it doesn't mean circumference of a tefach, it means a width of a tefach. And the circumference is three, diameter is one, actually it's 3.14, because diameter of a tefach is only this 3.14 around. Yeah.
There are beams which, so maybe four out from one door around the corner, even close around the corner, even though they're gaps.
Right? 1,000 miles, there's no difference. Today we have electricity, we know if you complete a circuit, it travels 1,000 miles, right? So that's what it is. Okay, this is.
Some people want to drive, have to go after the second, and it's the same problem. And then they make someone drive, how can they keep the equipment higher? Is it just the equipment higher?
They didn't make an Erev with a pole that was a Tefach.
But they had a wall around
them. Read the Shara Yer, according to the Yeshbach Mirim. It was a problem, I guess. I don't know. They probably had one door designated for Mason to go out of, and the Kainim went out the other one. That's probably what a Kainim do today. They know there's certain roads they can't go, so they don't go there. So if you wanted to be tar, you didn't use it. They had a Chever Kadisha door, and only the Chever Kadisha used it. Maybe they, I don't know what they did. If I was the architect, I would say, a rule in this city, no overhangs in front of houses, something like that. Or houses can't connect to my overhang. You know, what should I tell you? You have to find answers once they get it. The Chaimah Seir, yeah. Yes, so I'm telling you, if they designate that the basin go out of one Chaimah, yeah, then the other, one exit, they all had, sure. What? All the Batim, the Erev is connected to, whatever the Erev is connected to. Yeah, it's only actually the circumference of the city, it's not the center of the city, which doesn't touch the air. Kainim room. Yeah. Is a window for the mace room to the Kainim room?
The chapel.
But you could hand things from one to the other? Yeah. It's less than a tefach of tefach? It's such a tiny thing.
No, it's a window.
What?
It's a window. It's an overhead. It's not attached.
Oh, there's the airspace in between.
One common room.
Okay.
So if you hand something in between, does that complete?
I mean, the under the hand will be. All you need is a tefach. All you need is one tefach. I don't know.
You have a little kid here.
Read the tumble will travel while he sticks his hand through. Yeah, if he sticks a cinder through, he'll travel under the cinder. Does tumble travel through portable kalim? If you hold oil zarek lav shvei oil, then it's not. It doesn't work. The Iker I did is oil zarek lav shvei oil. So the truth is, again, I don't know if Tuma travels. It seems it does. It says that the bellies of the cows were tefach wide, so it's an ayal ala meis. A cow's not makabel Tuma, a live cow. It says that it's mafsik. It's mafsik for Tuma. So I suppose it has dine Tuma.
When they were preparing the mechatas, they would have a child riding on a
on the cow. That's what Gemara says. Gemara says they put a door under him. It seems that from there it seems that Al-Zar, they put a board.
Coming up.
I don't know. So you have to know. You're right. The Gemara there says they used to put a board under the Kayan cotton so that Tumah. But I saw Al-Zar. Okay, I don't know. It seems to be a riot.
No, but the Tumah was on. He might step on a
Maybe they're afraid he'll stop. Maybe they're afraid they would stop. Okay, at any rate, turn the page, please. We still have one more. Here we have one of the most lomdisha yisaidais of Masech the Sukkah. Beis Gagin, Sheinagin Zebizeh. Okay, your example is good. The Kainim room, and some of the chapels, have an airspace. The roofs don't touch. Afal pi she'en b'nei abrat pochus b'gibul tfachim. Lo'i have a chibur l'tumma d'lo'i amin and lavad l'hachmir. Now this is the yisaid. There's no Gemara that says this. It's Taisvis and Rosh in Masech the Sukkah. The question is, do you say lavud? Lavud meaning, I have an oil with a kayin, with a mace under it. I have another building with a kayin in it. And the space between the two roofs, the two overhangs, is less than 3 tefachim. Do we say lavud? And therefore the tumah could travel from one to the other. So the Rabbah Paskins... L'chumra, we always say lavud l'kula. Right. He only says, so the Tyson the Rosh is a Sukkah Daf Yud Zayin, say that you don't say lavud l'chumra, and the Gemara's example, 4 tefachim, consecutive tefachim of Schach Pasel, Pasels, a Sukkah. So the question is, if I have Schach Pasel, and lavud in between, where the lavud could fill in the gap and make it arba tefachim of schach pasul, so they say lo yamin and lavud lahachmir, and the Rama is paskening like that. Then lavud is a kula, not a chumra. The famous shaila about somebody's in a sukkah and there are wires, telephone wires, or we used to have the clotheslines, aleihem shalom. Remember, they're over it, and they're within 3 tefachim. Thou shalt ruin the sukkah because lavud. So according to this, you don't say love l'hachmir, and there's no problem. Shalom Yisrael, Taisus, and a Rosh, and a Rabbah, what could be better? Problem. Problem is that there are steerers to this from Beferisha Gemaris. The Chacham Tzvi is the big loichem against this. Chacham Tzvi don't test, or somebody checks it through here. And he brings a number of Gemaris that seem to contradict this. And to answer that, we get to one of the big Yisayin in Lavud. Two Gemaras he brings are both in Erevin. One is a Daftes. A Daftes, it talks about a Lechi. If you have a driveway doesn't need a Tzuras HaPesach at the opening. We have a Minig, you Ashkenazim have a Minig, we do Tzuras HaPesach everywhere. The Ramah brings the Minig. It's not Ma'akim, the Ramah says, but Lechat Chilim. Let's say you have a driveway, you put up 2 poles and a string. The string fell down on Shabbos. No problem, you don't need strings. A lechi, or sometimes two lechiyayim, depending on the case, is all you need to be matir a driveway. First Mishnah in Erevin, you don't need Tzuras HaPesach. All you need is 3 complete walls, and the 4th wall needs a lechi or 2 lechiyayim, depending on whether it's in the chatz or the mavin. Now, till where could you carry? Till the inner edge of the lechi. In other words, the thickness of the lechi, you can't carry it. Tzuras HaPesach, you can go the thickness of the lechi. If it's a lechi, that's a heker. You have to be inside of the lechi. You can't carry the thickness of the lechi. It doesn't aggravate too many people, because the lechi is 2 inches thick. And we're not carrying there anyway. But that's the halacha, the inside edge of the lechi. Gemara and Daftes has the following case. Somebody has an Erev. He's got a bunch of lechis on the side. 1, 2, 3, 4. There are 6 lechis, for whatever reason. 6 lechis, they take up a couple of feet. Do you go by the inner edge of the inside lechi, or the inner edge of the outermost lechi? That's the Gemara's done. Gemara says, look, you really, what?
There's no string in
these. No string, a lechi. So he says. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, logically, you go by the outside one. Who needs the inside ones? One lechi is good. Unless they're lavud. If they're all lavud one to the other, they're within 3 tefachim one to the other. Then we look at it as one big lechi. And if it's one big lechi, you can only carry to the inside of the innermost lechi. As a Shigamara. That's lavud lahachmir, says the Chacham Tzvi. That's a chumra, it's not a kula. It's a chumra. You're saying, if you don't say lavud, you carry to the outer lechi. If you say lavud, you can only carry it to the innermost lechi. If you do say lavud, it's a chumra, you can only carry it to the innermost lechi. You see, you say lavud l'chumra. It's one kash. The other kash is a Gemara on Daf Chofhei. I think it's a brisa there, which makes it even more serious. That says, you have to know the din of a Yosef Bebeis Sasayim Shaloi Hukuf Ladira. When I talked about the Hank Greenberg Shailam Atzah Shabbos a while ago, I mentioned that a baseball stadium, even though it has a wall all around it, you're not allowed to carry on the field because it's Yosef Bebeis Sasayim, It's a field that's very big, more than Beis Hasai, which is 50 amos by 50 amos, and it's like Hukav Adira. Nobody lives there. It's also made a place where people come on occasion. 70 by 70. And the Hasai is 50 by 100, I'm sorry, which is 70 by 70, right. And amos is not that big. It's 20 5,000 square amos, okay. So 2,500 square feet. Not so big. And, what did I say, 25,000 square feet. So at any rate, the, you know, I carry there for a hook of Ladira. And that's the halach. Now, and not well known, but that's the halacha. What's called Loy Hook of Ladira? So the beer's long beer halacha. I mentioned then that tennis courts out in the park are called Loy Hook of Ladira because they're bigger than Beis Hasayim. And I mentioned they have their own wall, it's not the whole park. And it's Loy Hook of Ladira, people only go there to play tennis. So that I had some flack that maybe the tennis court is. You can go anytime, it's not like a stadium that's locked most of the time. All right, that's not the gear our discussion. It says there, if you have, let's say, a stadium, you have such an area, it's Loy Hook of Ladira. If you move a Dira in later, it doesn't help. There's lots to talk about, but maybe I'll get to it now. But the talk now, what's the gear love it? You have a place that's Loy Hook of Ladira. You move in. You decide, you know, they're selling Yankee Stadium, so you're going to buy it. You know, you can afford it, you go buy Yankee Stadium, you live there. Now, it doesn't help. You have to make a new wall. If you make a dira, you have to make a new wall. Sakta Gemara, if you make that new wall within three tefachim of the other wall, it doesn't help you. It's not a new hekif. If you were to make the new wall flush against the pre-existing wall, it's not a new wall. You're thickening the previous wall. If you want to make a hook of the dira, you have to make a new, separate wall. Gemara says, if it's lavud, then it doesn't work. If you make the new wall within three tefachim of the old wall, it doesn't work. Lavud, l'chumra. It's a chumra. So here you have two Gemaras that are lavud l'chumra. I think he brings a Taisus as well. And I always remember the Taisus, Taisus Dibra Basel, or ha'askala. What's an askala? A toilet seat in Israel. What, is that how it's pronounced?
You once said on a
call. I never knew what?
You didn't tell us what it was.
How's it pronounced? What?
I don't think it's
something. Whatever the word is exactly. It's, I think that's something basic. Anyway, my point, if you get the toilet seat. The love of the Chumra. So we have Gemaris. You don't say love of the Chumra.
So no one thought of this until
the Kasha. Oh, so there's a Kasha. Every time you have a great Kasha, no one thought of it? So it's lucky you came today. I'll tell you a Yisoid. Now, I'll tell you, this Yisoid is not written to answer the Chacham Tzvi's Kasha. But the Chassam Sofer has in the Tshuva, Yisoid, the Yisoidais of Yeridei Shin Mem Ois Gimel, the Yisoidais of Lavud. And his Yisoid is the Yisoid in Lavud. He says there are two dinim in Lavud. There are two types of Lavud. Now, I have to tell you beforehand, the Gemara says, Lavud is halacha Mishum Sinai. You all know. Mechitzas halacha Mishum Sinai. Le. Good, Lavud, v'dayfir akuma. So Lavud is halacha Mishum Sinai. But the Gemara in Shabbos says, Lavud, shein gedi bekeb, basachas. Lavud, the Gemara says, a svara. It's something that animals can't go through quickly. And the Gemara says it not by mechitzas. Gemara says, if you're going in the street and there's a bump in the street, if it's less than three tefachim, it doesn't count. More than three tefachim counts. What is that going to do with mechitzas? There's no mechitzas. It's a road. So the Sefer says something so gishmak and totally mistaken. He says there are two dinim in Lavud. The fact that a certain size hole is of no consequence is a svara. Let's say you have a chain link fence. Someone will tell you that's not a mechitza. It's avir. The avir is more than diamond. It's mostly air. We understand logically there's a certain size hole that is of not is not there's no consequence to it. It you can't say that every single pinhole is going to be considered a break in a mechitza. There has to be logically a certain size hole that's of no consequence. And that the Gemara says And Gedi and Bai can buy. Why a pick Gedi? Why not a cat? You can ask. But the Gemara says such a svara that Engedi and Bai can buy. Three tfachim is a size of no consequence. If you have a road, and there's a bump less than three tfachim, it can't be the road has to be totally flat. There has to be a certain amount of bump that doesn't matter. That's svara. That he calls lavod kisamuch. It's kisamuch. It's as if it's closed, as if there's no space between them, as if it's next to it. Okay, it's the same share of three tefachim, but there's a lashon lavod there too. There's a second din lavod. There are places where you need to fill in the space. It's not enough to say the whole is of no consequence. You would have to fill in the space in order to make it be good. For example, a sukkah needs a wall of seven tefachim. You need a wall of seven tefachim. I have a wall of three tefachim and three tefachim and a space of one tefach. You tell me that space is of no consequence. Fine. But I still only have six tefachim of a wall. For that, there's halacha l'meishu m'sinai. Lavud kisasum. They use the lashon kisamuch. And kisasum, kisamuch, that the whole is of no consequence. That's a svara, and that's the kula l'chumra both, and that's why you have these chumras. You have lechis that are within three tefachim. You don't have to fill it in. We're not trying to be mashal mashir of a lechi. We're saying that space is of no consequence. It's one big lechi. You say l'chumra. When do we say the idea of Lavud Ocher V'Sinai, that Tosis is talking about? Tosis is talking where you have to fill it in. You want to create four tefachim of Schach Pasul, and you want to fill up the four by considering the airspace in between is filled in with Schach Pasul, so that you can't say. But there, you need to be seismit. So there, you don't say Lavud Ocher. Now this is Beferish of some cipher. I found the afterwards that the Aruch Liner in the Sugya of Lavud Ocher on Sukkah Daf Yud Zayin says the same rule, and therefore that's the difference. Now, over here, it becomes an issue. Over here, this Ramah does not seem to fit with the rule, because according to what I just said, lavud l'chumra to say space is of no consequence, we say misvara. We just don't fill it in, lavud l'chumra. Here you have two ayalim, a mason one, a kain and another, and the roofs come next to each other with a tiny space between them. The Ramah says, layamina lavud l'chumra. In this case, the layamina lavud l'chumra would not seem to fit with the klal of the sub-cipher. And we're out of time, so I can't explain it to you now. But Amit Hashem, we'll try to come back to it next time.